Area families are invited to the El Paso Museum of Archaeology until 3 p.m. for a fun-filled day of archaeology crafts and activities at the museum's first ever Family Day. Families are welcome to participate in a mock excavation, archery lessons, and addle-addle demonstrations, as well as puppet making, face painting, and other crafts with an archaeological twist. Families should bring hats and sunscreen, as some activities will be outside. Here to tell us about the day's activities is Brittany Hutchinson, Community Engagement Coordinator for the Museum of Archaeology. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, Brittany, before we get into Family Day, I wanted to talk a little bit about you and your background, because we haven't had a live archaeologist here.
Oh, wow. I'm originally from Chicago, and I went to undergrad in Detroit and grad school in Baltimore. So I focused mainly on East Coast regions of archaeology. I moved out here in January 2015. I've been here ever since, working in the Southwest and having
a great
time.
Was it for the job?
Yep.
So the museum brought you here.
Museum brought me here. And when I interviewed like the staff that's there, they're just very warm and welcoming and very knowledgeable. So it's a nice transition.
We're glad you're here. And you also bring with you our first ever Family Day. Was this your doing?
It technically was not. Ben Fife, who's the assistant director of the MCAD department, he came to me with the idea, like, well, we want to have something for families because we haven't had one before. And he said, well, just find something that makes it fun, makes it educational, that sticks to our mission. And so myself and a team of interns, really great, awesome interns, some from UTEP, mm-hmm. we got together, planned out some events, and we've been rolling ever since and are ready to go.
So mock excavation.
Yes.
How does it take place and what are we going to find?
So we actually have an abundance of pottery at our museum. So it's part of the education collection, so that means I can use it for whatever I want, so I can't just keep it to myself.
It's not a sacred artifact. No. People can touch and play with it.
Yeah, people can touch these and play with these. So we're going to take them out where we have them out on our grounds, and you have to find them yourself. We have pits that have been designated for excavating, so we have the tools that you need. Bring hat and sunscreen, of course. And you go out, you find them, we're going to record that data, and then you're off to the next activity.
So what is addle-addle?
An addle-addle is a... it's a modified weapon for throwing spears much further and faster than just with an arm.
I can see how kids could get down with that.
So, yeah. The way that it works is that over time, the larger megafauna, the huge animals, died off in El Paso. So you had to catch smaller, faster animals. And sometimes a dart wouldn't just cut it. So you had to have something else. So it's like an advance in technology for this region and other regions that are related to this area. So it's a really cool tool to see and use. It's kind of unassuming when you look at it. It's a very short little sort of, it looks like a stick if you're not, you know, if you don't know what you're looking at.
If you don't know if it's a weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's very cool. And our curator, George Maloof, is a genius at this thing. He's a pro at it. So he's been showing people how to use it, you know, since I've been here at least and well before then. So it's a great activity.
So would people be hunting, I guess, quail maybe?
No, I hope not.
I'm not saying we'll do this in person.
No. In person. So, I mean, you know, if you think back then to, we're thinking of like the archaic time period, like small rabbits and things that are really, really fast and very, very small.
Got it.
Today, we're not going to be hunting any rabbits.
Got it.
Just have targets. No animals will be harmed today. but yeah, it's still really fun to kind of put yourself in the position. It's called experimental archaeology, where you're doing the thing or the stuff of what people used to do. So to put yourself in that sort of position using that weaponry in real life to kind of have a connection to what used to go on here.
Which is really a cool way to get kids involved into anything, right? Mm-hmm. Just get them to touch it and play
Absolutely.
With it and do it.
Absolutely. So there are a couple other activities. For example, one that Ben Fife was really excited about, the seed bombs.
Oh, nice.
So it sounds probably more like scary than it is, but we have poppies that grow on our grounds. It's where we have the Poppies Fest every year. And so a way for us to interact with the natural landscape is to actually have our public throw seed bombs out, where it's just clay, dirt, a little bit of water, and it helps the seeds germinate a little bit. So by the time that, you know, the clay and the dirt fall apart, you have seeds that have a little bit more strength and they can grow a little bit better here. So that's happening, and that's, you know, kids love to be dirty and throw things. So
yeah, and if you can say, I laid some of these poppies,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
how are
yeah.
you going to know? You could take ownership of the whole mountain if you wanted to. I mean, how are you going to to know which ones are yours.
I mean, we just really want to make sure that we're interacting in a positive way with our environment. And I think it's a great way to do that and to have the public come out and participate. It's kind of like a two for one in that way. So right. We're really excited about that as well.
And archaeology, I mean, you know, you guys are out there in this beautiful setting off of Trans Mountain. Mm-hmm. And I know it's easy for a lot of people to forget about it or avoid it, but really, it's kind of really cool. And mm-hmm. these kinds of days get people out there. Will, mm-hmm. will you tell us about the facility itself and what people can see when they visit our archaeology museum?
So the facility itself, we have two main galleries inside of our museum. One has more artifacts. The other one has what's called the diorama gallery, where you get like a visual timeline of what used to be El Paso. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give too much away because I have tours during the actual family day.
Of course.
Want you to come out and get a tour. But I think the fact that we're so remote is kind of a plus for us. Mm-hmm. One, there's lots of parking. Yes. Two, I mean, it's a gorgeous view. You get to see the mountains. You get to interact with nature, all the desert plants that exist, the beautiful flowers that bloom, and sometimes little animals that run around. I mean, it's a great place to be if you really want to connect with the beauty of El Paso. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit far removed in some cases, but that kind of takes the back burner to how beautiful it is just being out there.
Well, and to see and read and learn about something and then to be in mm-hmm. the actual environment says something. I mean,
yes.
It's in the right place for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about get out there and really be immersed more than anything else.
Oh, yeah. And we try to make sure that we have as much as we can that puts people in the natural environment to make sure that, you know, a lot of times people don't really realize that El Paso is as great as it is.
Right.
And that it has so much, especially archaeology, like, you know, the archaeology here is immaculate. So it's one of the regions that, you know, people don't necessarily appreciate it for what it should, how it should be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we get to do events like this Family Day is just really something that we're giving back to the city of El Paso. Like, hey, here's what's here. Here's what you guys have. Here's what you should be proud of. And it's, you know, right in your backyard. You know, other regions in the country don't have this. So it's a plus, definitely.
It's true. And what do you think it is that makes it so special?
The fact that, well, for one, because it's so hot here, a lot of the sort of organic fibers that people used, they are preserved. So a lot of the things that you wouldn't find in other regions that have more moisture, they exist here.
Right.
So that's something that's really cool for just being an archaeologist. Secondly, which I think is probably the coolest thing I've come across since I've been here, is there's a pottery type that you guys have called El Paso Brown. That is indicative of El Paso. Pottery for archaeologists is extremely important because it gives us a relative date. It gives us a time period. It gives us your region that we're working with. So if you find this somewhere else, we know that people have been interacting. So for El Paso to have El Paso Brown, which is we have a lot in our museum, it's a brown pottery ceramic. And it's from, I want to say the year's like 1200 AD or so, and it's from El Paso. So you're going to find this, and it's something that's indicative of El Paso. And again, a lot of regions don't have things like that, especially we can narrow it down to a city
right.
and within a region. So we have a lot of that on display. We have a lot of it that's in the education collection so people can actually come and touch it and interact with it. So I think it's something that most El Pasoans may not know or may not be aware of, that it's really, that's like a hidden gem to have that type of ceramic here.
And you say, so it tells you where people are from.
Mm-hmm.
What is the furthest pottery maybe from out of El Paso that you all have discovered?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough question. First of all, the museum was started in the 70s, so most of our collection is much older than my time at the museum. So I couldn't give you an exact answer. I know that we have a lot of pottery from northern Mexico, from New Mexico, from the southwest region.
Mm-hmm.
So again, people aren't going to move too far because, you know, there's no cars. You're going to have to either walk or, you know, find some
hot.
Other. It's hot. But it's possible to have things from other places. You can have seashells that make it from the West Coast or things like that. So it's just a matter of what you find and where. As far as our collection goes, it's hard to narrow it down. But we definitely have some things from far away and from far lands that we're proud of as well. But we want to focus on the El Paso artifacts and the El Paso culture and history to make sure that El Pasoans know what they have in their backyard.
Yeah, because that's really pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, because of our environment. I think it's the same thing with the streetcars that were kept out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
They got shipped out to get refurbished, and the people refurbishing are like, wow, these are the best kept streetcars. Because, yeah, they've been in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, the desert really preserves things. It really does. And it's really unique to have so many artifacts that look just amazing because of the desert
mm-hmm.
and because of El Paso being, you know, in the desert and being in a really good spot.
All right. So tell us about Family Day. It's going on right now. You can be there till 3 o'clock.
Till 3 o'clock. We have water for everyone. We're really just wanting to have a great time and show everyone how great El Paso is in a fun way for all ages. So we really want people to come out and enjoy the museum, enjoy the landscape, enjoy the activities. And of course, some of them we will be repeating throughout the year to kind of keep people reminded in case they can't make it out. But we definitely want them to come out all at one time. If you can, carpool. Because parking is, kind of sort of limited. So make sure you bring as many people as you like, as many people as you can, and just carpool and come see us and have a great time with us.
What's the best way to get to you all?
The best way to get to us is to call. The number at the museum is 915-755-4332. Email might be a little bit tricky because we're going to be kind of doing
outside
stuff. But
very cool. And you're right off of Trans Mountain Road on the northeast side of the mountain, really, right? Kind of closer.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, if you're on Trans Mountain, you're going to find the Museum of Archaeology.
You'll see us.
And the other landmark isn't there a Border Patrol museum?
Right. We're right next door.
Okay.
It's kind of like our sister. We share this space kind of right next door. So you kind of get a two for one when you come out to see us, as if there's another museum next door to us.
Very cool. All right. Well, you still have time, plenty of time to hang out at the Museum of Archaeology's Family Day. Don't forget your sunscreen.
Yes.
Your hats. And just go out there and play with an addle-addle and do some mock excavations and meet El Paso Brown Pottery.
Oh, new director, Jeff.
Oh, right.
Yes,
and your new director, Jeff.
Yes, yes, yes. We're so happy to have him. He had a great first week, and we had our volunteer appreciation last week as well. So he got to meet a lot of our volunteer staff and interns. So we're super happy, and he's very excited for Family Day. So.
Well, we're excited. And you know what? We'll invite Jeff to come and talk to us about his new directorship, because you're right. We have a museum director at the Museum of Archaeology. Well, thank you so much. My guest today has been Brittany Hutchinson, Community Engagement Coordinator for the Museum of Archaeology and an archaeologist.
Yay.
We invite you all to join us today at the Museum of Archaeology's Family Day.